The Bible is the inspired Word of God, and we have dedicated a number of these lessons to proving that point. We have looked at the evidence. We have looked at the proof that the Bible truly is God's Word. And that proof is in the Bible. That evidence is inside the Bible itself. And so the Bible itself proves itself to be from God and not from man. But the Bible was written thousands of years ago. Your Old Testament was written from about the years 1500 BC to around 400 BC. Your New Testament was written almost 2000 years ago. Those books were written in the first century. And so the 39 books of the Old Testament were written from a period of about 1500 BC to about 400 BC, and the New Testament was compiled, it was written in the first century. Now the books of the Bible have been copied, they have been recopied, and they have been translated. Your Old Testament was written originally in Hebrew. A small portion of it was written in Aramaic, but primarily the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. The New Testament was written in Greek. And so it is true that the Bible was written thousands of years ago. It is true that the Bible has been copied, that it has been recopied, and that it has been translated. Now this leads us to an important question. How do we know that the Bible we have is the Bible as God originally gave it? Have men changed the Bible over the years? As the Bible has been passed down to us through all these centuries, have men changed it? Have parts of it been lost? Have some sections of the Bible been rewritten? Is our Bible the same Bible that it was in the beginning? Now, we're going to look at the facts about how the Scriptures were passed down to us. And what we're going to see is how the Scriptures were handled, how they were copied, and we're also going to see that this whole question of how the Bible came down to us is directly tied to the very character of God. So we're going to dedicate several lessons to the transmission of the Bible down to our time. We've looked at the question of the inspiration of the Bible. Now we're looking at the question of how it was transmitted to us. And do we have the Scriptures as God originally gave them? And what we're going to do today is to begin with the very character of God, because this whole question is really built upon, it is really based upon, and it involves the very character of God Almighty Himself. What we need to do today to begin this series of lessons is to look at several things about the relationship of God and His Word. Number one, God promises to preserve His Word. God promises in the Bible that once He gave the Scriptures would stand. So it is a promise from God Almighty that the Scriptures are not going to be altered, they're not going to be changed, they're not going to be corrupted to the point that we don't even have the Bible as they originally had it. We have the Bible, and we have the Scriptures as they were written, and the reason that we have the Bible and know that we have the Bible is because God Himself promised to preserve His Word. Let's look at a few passages. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Here Jesus Himself said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but My words shall not pass away." Now Jesus said there's coming a time when there will not be any heaven and earth anymore. The heavens and the earth will be destroyed someday. They will pass away. But Jesus said, that's not going to happen to My words. My words will always be here. My words will never pass away. My words will never cease to be. So that one passage alone tells us that Jesus Christ promised that His word would never cease, that His word would never be changed to the point that we don't even know whether we have the words of Jesus. Let's look at another passage. In John chapter 10, verse 35, Jesus said something about the scriptures here that is very interesting. In John chapter 10, Jesus has just quoted the Old Testament, and he cited the book of Psalms. As a matter of fact, he quoted from Psalm 82. Now, here's what he said about the Word of God in John 10, verse 35. If he called them gods unto whom the Word of God came, and the Scripture cannot be broken. The Word of God stands. The Word of God will stand. The Bible will always stand, because the Bible is from God Himself. Now let's look at another passage of Scripture found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25. And it's interesting here that we have a quotation from the Old Testament. So what we find then in 1 Peter 1:25 is this. The Bible says that the Old Testament would stand, and the Bible affirms that again in the New Testament and says the Word of God will stand. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25, the Bible says, "But the Word of the Lord endureth forever," not temporarily, not for a short period of time. The Bible doesn't say that the Scriptures belong to the people in the age in which they were written, but later generations really wouldn't have access to them because they had been copied and recopied and miscopied so many times that they became corrupted. That is not what happened. So the Bible teaches that God promises. He not only promised, but He promises to preserve His Word. Now this means that to ask if the Bible is the same as it was when it was written is to ask if God keeps His promises. Now, if God keeps His promises, if God keeps His Word, and God said that the Bible is always going to be here, then you can mark it down, you can rely on it, that the Scriptures are going to be preserved. But this also means that to say, as some people do, that the Bible has been lost or that it's been damaged beyond repair is actually to say that God did not keep His promise. Now think of it in this way. God can preserve the Bible. He has the power to do that. Now you see, if we're talking about somebody that already believes in God, this ought to be something that a person would admit very freely. Now if you're talking to an atheist, he doesn't even believe in God to begin with. But it's always been an amazing thing that there are some people who will say, "Well, yes, I believe in God. I believe in some higher power. But I really don't know if the Bible is from God because it's been copied and recopied and it's so old. How do we know that we really have the Bible as it was given?" Well, if God has the power to preserve the Bible, and also God wants to preserve the Bible because He loves us and He wants us to know and to do His will, then it follows, folks, that if He could preserve the Bible and He would preserve the Bible, He certainly did preserve the Bible. What we're looking at here is two simple questions. Do you believe that God has the power to preserve the Bible? Do you believe that He can do it? And number two, do you believe that God wants to preserve the Bible? Do you believe that it is His will that the Bible be preserved so that you and I can know His will and do His will? Well, when we answer yes to both of those questions, and we have to answer yes if we're going to be true to God's nature, then it automatically follows that God certainly did preserve the Bible. Now, I realize at this point that we have not gone into detail about history and the facts of how the Bible was copied and how the Bible was passed down to us, but we're going to get to that in future lessons. Right now, I simply want to look at the fact that this issue really comes down to the nature of God. Here's something else I'd like for you to consider. God made the world, and He preserves the world. The Lord had the power to create the universe. He created the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in this universe. He created these things out of nothing, the Bible tells us. Hebrews 11, verse 3. The Bible says that He created the heavens as easily as you would spread a curtain. Isaiah 40, verse 22. But not only did the Lord have the power to create the universe, the Lord has the power to maintain the universe. The Bible says that He upholds all things by the word of His power. Hebrews 1, verse 3. Matthew 5, verse 45 says that He sends rain and causes the sun to shine every day. So if God has the power to create and to maintain the world, then why would anybody doubt that He has the power to write the Bible and to preserve the Bible? If He can make the universe and preserve the universe, then He could certainly write the Bible and preserve the Bible and keep it from being corrupted. But here's one more thing that I would like for you to consider. God had preserved the Old Testament when Jesus came to the earth. Now go back and look in your mind at the situation when Jesus came to the earth. Some parts of the Old Testament at that time were 1,500 years old. Now these scriptures had been copied, they had been recopied, sometimes they had been ignored. And yet, Jesus said that they were intact. Jesus did not believe that the Old Testament scriptures had been passed down through so many hands that they were corrupted beyond repair. Jesus said that the scriptures that He cited, the scriptures that they had in the first century, were the very things written by Old Testament inspired men. He even cited the names of books or their writers. For instance, in Mark chapter 7, verse 10, He talked about Moses and how that he wrote the commandment to honor your father and mother. That's in the book of Exodus and also in the book of Deuteronomy. He talked about Isaiah writing the things that he did in Mark chapter 7, verse 6. He talked about David writing the things that he did in Mark 12, verse 36. Now, how could Jesus say this if these scriptures had been corrupted? And if God could do this with the Old Testament, then why would anybody question that He has done it with the New Testament? If God took these Old Testament scriptures, parts of which were 1,500 years old in Jesus' time, and He was able to preserve those Old Testament writings, that same God has the power to preserve the New Testament all the way down to our time and into eternity. So the character of God, who is all-powerful and cannot lie, makes it certain that the scriptures have been passed down to us in a pure form.